Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast on this, the UK's most hardest-working daily podcast channel. Hope you enjoy the work we do here every day. And remember, if you want to support us, you can consider buying me a coffee, which I'm drinking at the moment. Or if you want to go to the donor box, you can drop a dollar or a pound in the donor box. And don't forget our shop, which is wide open with merchandise for purebloods and for those who enjoy the podcast. So go and have a look at that, shall, if you would, please. And let's just consider where we are with regard to UK property market, because, you know, people work hard. Young couples come together and they put up the necessary finance from their savings or whatever they have, or however they get it from the bank of mum and dad. And they maybe get their first house. If they've done that in the last couple of years, they've managed to get that on a very, on potentially a fixed rate mortgage at a pretty low percentage. However, what we've seen in recent days is something I've talked about for a long time, and that is the coming collapse of the housing market. And it's been obvious for some time that the property market has been overheating. And the reason that it's so obvious to me is because it's the same now as it was in 2007. I remember in 2007, people were buying properties at silly prices and they were turning around, the banks were lending them the money. They were turning around and saying, it's a cast iron investment, nothing can go wrong. And then there was the financial crash. And the subsequent crisis. And a lot of people are still in negative equity all these years later. So more than what? That was 2007. So we're talking 15 years later. Some people may still not have found their properties have inflated back up to the prices that they bought them at and on which your mortgage was based. So it feels like that to me today. So when I read a headline such as "House sales collapse as the banks pull mortgage offers in a response to the mini budget, whilst homeowners sell up because they can't afford repayments. First-time buyers must prove they can afford 7% interest rates now, as 58,000 could be wiped off the average home." So, wow, these are big numbers. So this is all about predicated on the fact that homeowners are being panicked by warnings of a 6% interest rate. I think it'll be more than that. I think the Bank of England will move base rate up to 5.5% to 6% by next spring. I think that's pretty much locked in because of the inflationary pressures the country faces. And if that's the case, then the likelihood is that the mortgage rates will be maybe 7% or maybe even 8%. You know, you could, because obviously mortgage rates above base rate, just depending on other factors. So what that means is that the average household could be paying an extra £800 a month in mortgage repayments. Right. So where are they getting the money to pay £800 per month extra when they're having to pay extra on their energy bills, on their food bills, on every bill? Where is this money coming from? Oh, they're going to get it from their employer. Okay, where is their employer going to get the additional profits from at a time when the economy is heading into recession? No answers in that one. So it's reported anyway that the housing market is starting to stall badly. And that doesn't really surprise me. Mortgage panic is deepening as families fear that they will default on soaring repayments and lose their homes amidst warnings of a 15 or even a 20% fall in house prices. I think so. The 20% would slash 58 grand off the average property price. Now, yesterday, the FTSE 100, so the big companies, it dropped back by a couple of percent. And amongst the worst hit companies were the house builders, the big house builders, Barratt and Taylor Wimpey, which were down 11% and 5.2% respectively. So the people who build the houses are seeing their share price drop. And the estate agents are talking about the fact that they see the property market drop between 10 and 20% next year if things continue. And that's going to parallel this increase in mortgages that we're in the middle of seeing at the moment. So it's all a perfect storm, and caught in the middle, in the eye of the perfect storm, are going to be particularly young people who stretch themselves to buy their first or maybe even their second property, and their mortgage to the hilt, but their mortgage on the hilt on a variable rate, if the rate's variable. Now, those who have got fixed deals, and some people have, I know people who have fixed rates up until 2025, so they've got a degree of security and confidence, I suppose, that the rug won't be pulled from under them for another couple of years. However, people on a variable, and I know people in this position as well, they're going to be hit by the full force of this tsunami just as soon as it works its way through the system. So, you know, the likelihood is that the bank rate will go up. I mean, the Bank of England's talking about it on the 23rd of November. That's a hell of a long way away. I don't know how they're going to get away with that, but that's what they're saying anyway. So that means that you'll get a mortgage increase before Christmas, and you can be certain you'll get a mortgage increase in the early part of 2023. And I think it'll be 1% in November, or between now and November anyway. So that'll take it to 3.25%. And I think there'll be a further 1% in the early part of 23, which will take it to 4.25%. And then by the spring, that could rise by another 0.75% to 5%. Now, that's all theoretical, and I know people could dispute those numbers. And the only thing is, I think I'm being a little bit optimistic, and I think the rate might be even 0.25% to 0.5% more than that again by the time we get to April, May 2023. So in this case, it's property, it's people who have mortgages and property who are going to take the pain. They're really going to take the pain. So people, so that's why I think there's a lot of properties being put on the market now, by the way, and just, you know, house owners are trying to get rid of them and then clear the mortgage if they can. So I think that's happening as well. Now, I do see the argument that says, well, some people think that it's about time there was a correction in the property market. And that is fair enough as well, because I've seen properties going for silly prices. I'm sure you have as well. I saw a one-bedroom apartment go for £350,000 in a little kind of town in Northern Ireland. And I thought to myself, that is crazy money, over a third of a million, and it's nothing special about it. And that's mad. And yet people are buying those kind of things. So this correction, I'm afraid, it is overdue. I've been warning about it. It's been accentuated by developments in the past week. But certainly you got to feel sorry for anyone with a mortgage. Thanks for listening.